this evening. Pour out your blessing on those who are gathered here. And Lord, may we honour your name and bless your name too. We ask it in your name. Amen. I'd just like to read one verse, a very short verse, but it ties in with the theme of the service this evening. It was planned by the people of Burkina Faso, and they brought things together. It was their recommendation that you have a massive water jug at the front to welcome people in, because by their tradition, they have a water jug in their sort of doorway of their house to welcome people in with fresh water. But I kind of guessed that in the Northern Hemisphere in January, I could get away with having a teapot on the stage, and that's how we welcome people into our house. So you are all very welcome to be here this evening. And we're going to use all kinds of different things this evening, but we are going to use the organ as well. But let's just read that verse. It's from the NIV up there. Let's read it together, shall we? And it feeds into our service this evening. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And the next little bit of it is, and love your neighbour as yourself. And love your neighbour was the theme of the service that was written down. I haven't used all of it. I've kind of pinched some bits from it and brought it in to what we're doing this evening. So we're going to stand, and David's going to play for us, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. So let's stand if you're able and praise God together. Amen. Please do be seated. And there was a prayer that was a call to prayer that was a part of the service. And I'm hoping that we'll get that on the PowerPoint at the moment. Oh, it's quite small. I do apologise. So let's read this together as our opening prayer for this special service. Glory to you, Father, for you reveal yourself in your creation and call all people to live in your presence. Glory to you, Christ Jesus, for you give yourself entirely to each one of us and invite us to do the same. Glory to you, Holy Spirit, for you gather us together in love and unity. Glory to you, God of love, in whom we are created, redeemed, and made one. Amen. Sorry. I forgot to take off the moving bits. Didn't need them for that. Our next hymn, Alan asked if we could sing. And so we're going to sing, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne. And then he'll come and say a little bit of explanation and lead us into the next prayer. So let's stand if you're able. We're going to sing, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne and Thy Kingly Crown.
Asked this one this evening for a number of reasons. Firstly, because when it starts off, it seems to be like a Christmas carol, and then it goes on through the rest of the life of Jesus. So it doesn't get sung at Christmas, and nor does it get sung the rest of the year, because it's a mixture between a carol and Jesus' life. I particularly like it, though, because it's centred on Jesus, and it's centred on everything that he's done for us. At the end of each verse, it's personalised. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. So while we can rejoice in everything Jesus has done for us, we have to make a personal response to that. And that's what this particular hymn reminds us of. And that's why I asked for it tonight.
We need to prepare our hearts to be ready for worshipping and to confess and to shed the sin that we have about us. So we're going to pray and do that, and then we're going to come to a time of worship and song. Lord God, we do thank you that you come to our heart. And Lord, you cleanse us of our sin. And Father, you take away the penalty that we would have to pay. And Father, as we've thought about love tonight, love thy neighbour. And it just keeps coming back, Father, that we love anyone because you first loved us. And we are so conscious of your love for us. So, Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you went to the cross. And, Lord, we pray that you would accept that we are sorry for what we do wrong. And, Lord, that we would be holy and worthy to come into your presence and worship you this evening. Amen. We're going to sing some newer songs, but as I say, everything that I was preparing came back to the cross, and most of the verses either focus on the cross or they mention it in one or two of the verses as we go through them. But the focus of the service that was written out for this evening, or for the week of prayer for Christian unity, was Psalm 138. So I sort of rounded everything around that particular psalm, and we're going to read a couple of verses and then praise as we go through. So I'd like to read the first two verses, and then we will sing a few songs as we continue. Psalm 138 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. And as we think about being united together, there is only one way that that can happen, and that is in Christ alone. So let's stand and sing together. If you're able, in Christ alone, my hope is found.
Try.
our next song just centres again on Christ, that he is everything. High King of Heaven, when battle is done. Offer prayers around the room and praise God for all that he is and all that he has done. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Our next couple of songs make a declaration and then promise to praise God too. And as I've said, everything came back to the cross this evening. Salvation belongs to our God.
Bye.
Please do take your seats. Just have a little rest. I'm going to read the last four verses of that Psalm 138. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. And then back to the hymn that we sang, really, at Alan's request. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out my hand against the anger of my foes, and with your right hand you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. So we won't be left to our own devices ever. God will not abandon us. And this next song is all about that. It's that the very air that we breathe comes from him. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. And it says again, great are you, Lord.
Thank you.
And our next song says the same thing, that God is great. I will praise your name forevermore. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. And again, it comes back to that cross. I cast my mind to Calvary. Amen. We will indeed join with a massive crowd to sing God's praises. And the last little bit of that psalm said that God would not forsake us. God would never leave us. And I'd just like you to resume your seats. We'll remain seated. And we're going to sing the newer version of The Lord's My Shepherd. I know it's been around a very long time, Psalm 23, but this is the newer version of it. And then we're going to come to a time of prayer. I just feel free to lead us in prayer. I've put some things up on the cross there to sort of jog our memories of the things that we could be praying for this week. And we need to pray for unity for all the Christians in town too, and across the globe. So there's lots of things to think about on there. But let's remain seated and come into an attitude of prayer and sing The Lord's My Shepherd. In mind as we come to a time of prayer, just bring before God anything that you are wanting to to lay at the cross.
We have no fears, no worries, everything is under your control. Satan has no power over us, and basically nothing can ever come against us, can ever defeat us, because you are with us. We are yours, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you so much that we are yours. Thank you for dying for us on the cross. Thank you for your shed blood for saving us.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I thank you that in this nation we can gather openly to praise your name, that we can gather as Christians from many different churches in this town to praise your name. Lord, we pray for those in countries and in areas where being a Christian has to be hidden or kept low and undercover. We pray for their protection, Lord. We pray that you strengthen them and encourage them, where they may face loss of jobs, mocking and taunting from the community, where they may face harassment and threats. Lord, where they have to hide at the fact, even sometimes from their own children, that they follow you. Lord, I pray that you protect them. I pray that you encourage them. And I pray, Lord, that we don't take for granted the freedoms that we have to worship you openly and pray for them.
Amen. Heavenly Lord, we just come before you as your children, O Lord, and as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we pray, Almighty God, for ourselves as individuals, that you would help us when the work is obvious, when what needs to be done is clear to us, that we would not be slow, O God, to put our hand to the plow, that we would not be slow to help our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, that even if it is to cry out to you in pain and in anguish, O Lord, for their situation, that we would bring them before you, Lord, in prayer. Help us, Almighty God, to do your will on this earth and to be your hands, Lord Jesus, to help our neighbors, to help our brothers and sisters, and to pray for them, Lord, to ask for that strength that they need, to ask for the resources that they may be lacking. And Father, in all that we do, we pray that we will be the ones that will say, here we are, Lord, send us where you want work to be done, where you want things to change. Help us to hear your voice clearly and to be quick to run to do your will and to glorify your name in everything we do. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for calling us to yourself. We thank you for your cross that is a symbol of our unity with you and with one another. We pray, Lord, that people will recognize us as we reach out to one another in your love. They will know that we are your disciples. And Father, that your gospel of your love will reach out from us to the world, and that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we do thank you that all around the world, people have been praying today, specifically for Christian unity. And all throughout the week that we have followed through with different prayer sessions. And Lord, we know that's happening across the UK and then across the globe. And it is such a wonderful comfort and encouragement to be a part of such a massive fellowship of Christian love. And Lord, we need to look around and see who is our neighbour, who's been beaten, who needs a hand, who needs us to give up time or finances or some of our skills and gifts to look after them. So Father, throughout this year until the next week of prayer for Christian unity, Lord, we pray that you would show us how to love our neighbours as best we can. And Lord, we do thank you for honouring all that we do and, Lord, making it work so much more than we could ever imagine. Father, we thank you for all the different ventures there are in the town. Lord, we thank you for food banks and for CAP and for those who give out and distribute food and support and help in so many different ways. And Lord, we pray that we would continue to do that as a massive Christian fellowship across this town. And Lord, we thank you for all that you've blessed us with this evening. Lord, we thank you for your peace and your encouragement this evening. And now, Father, we pray that you would remind us again and again of your love and how much we can give it to other people. It never runs out. It never fails. Amen. These are the weekly sheets from Sittamore Baptist Church, but we've got the last few prayer sessions for Christian Unity are in there on page 7, and I know that Gordon's been posting them, and several of us have posted them on Facebook if you need a reminder. The times are all on there. Tomorrow it's at noon at St. Michael's, and if you're very brave, on Tuesday it's a 6:30 a.m. Zoom prayer link, and the numbers that you need are all in there too. And then we join with the fellowship at Sacred Heart on Wednesday evening, and finish off at Covenant Love Chapel on Thursday. And that's our whole week of Christian Unity prayer sessions. So do try, grab one of those. If there might be a few left at the back, or you're welcome to that one. And make sure that you get along to some of the prayer sessions. And now Nathan's going to close and bless us all. And we'll sing one final hymn after that. So Nathan, if you'd like to come and give a blessing.
Good evening, church.
Hello.
So good to see all of you here this evening. Thank you for coming to share together. We are one church, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we are here to serve the purposes of Christ in this local town of Sittingbourne, to proclaim the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this is such a blessing for us as a town. and of the various churches in this town that we can come together this week and we can pray together. As I close out with a blessing, one of the many challenges that we face as churches in this nation and around the world is repeating that same cycle and pattern that we see each day in the world. And it's that same pressure that even forces its way into the church. And that is the pressure and the challenge with seeking to keep up, perhaps with the technology and to find new ideas and ways of doing things as congregations, looking for that new thing, looking for that new idea, that new vision, looking for that new venture. But as we've been reminded today, the theme for this week, we can have great vision, we can have great skilled people with gifts and talents in our churches, but above all, we must have love for one another. And we must demonstrate that love for the town and the nation in which we serve for the kingdom of God. And the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church, the Thessalonian church, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, in his prayer for the church, he says, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." What a prayer for the church. And just like Paul prayed for the church there in Thessalonica, that they would increase in love for one another, I pray for us as a church here in Sittingbourne, that we would increase in love for one another and increase in love for this town. Amen. Amen. Let's receive now the benediction before we have our final song. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. And after the song, please do join us in the lounge for teas and coffees, and we can have an opportunity to fellowship one with another. God bless you.
Thank you. We're going to return to sing one last great hymn, and it's one that we should all know. And it says about God, "Thou changest not, thou compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness." Let's stand and close our service together. Amen. Do stay and have a drink. You deserve one after all those songs. Thank you very much for coming, and do feel welcome to go through.